You're listening to NWPB. Moving 400 miles isn't easy. Now imagine making that trek on horseback and by foot. Maria Luz Oppen of Quincy talks about being young and moving from Mexico to the U.S. in the 1950s. In this edition of StoryCorps Northwest, she has a conversation with longtime friend Harriet Weber of the Quincy Valley Historical Society.
Well, I'd like to start by saying that I am from a family of seven, five girls and two boys. My parents were both born in Mexico. I was also born in Mexico. Out of the siblings, I'm the only one that was born there. Sisters and brothers were born in at Couch, Texas. From there, we emigrated to Quincy, Washington. We arrived in Quincy in 1955.
Do you remember the journey at all, going from your home into Texas? Do you remember how you got there, or how did you travel?
Well,
did you have a car?
No. Some of it was on horseback, and some of it was just walking. I know that sometimes we were caught in situations where I considered it to be very frightening, because you would meet people along the way that, you know, were not exactly the nicest people. We really relied on my dad to protect us. Some of those things, you know, I don't really like to recall because...
I understand.
Yeah. They were not very pleasant. I always remember that was the first thing that would come into my mind as soon as we settled somewhere in the dark. It was like, oh, no. Why are we doing this? But we survived it. I think it made us stronger. I think, too, that my dad was really, really frustrated because he wanted a boy so bad. And there was four girls of us born. He had given up before he finally got the boy. When we settled here, going to school was not our priority. You know, it was working out in the fields. I remember one of my teachers, my math teacher, he showed up for no reason at all, drove up and said, Mr. Gonzalez, Mrs. Gonzalez, you need to let Luz go to school. And I was so embarrassed. I thought, oh, no. And they said, oh, sure, okay. We'll get her in school. When he left, I said, well, that was, Mom, what do you think? He was really nice to come out here and get me. Yeah, she says, we'll try to get you, but, you know, we have to support you kids, too. We enrolled in school, but we only went if we were able to.
How old were you by this time?
Well, I think I was nine. And to my knowledge, I never went to school anywhere before I got here. So it was a scary thing for me to show up. For some reason, they put me in the sixth grade. I think it was sixth grade. Spoke no English. And I often wonder what the teachers thought, because I never said anything or did anything. There was probably only four other students who were Mexican besides myself. So we would kind of stick together, the four Hispanics, because we could understand each other. I think my teacher might have thought that I was smart and didn't need to say anything. Or that something was wrong with me, so she didn't really push me. But I started hanging out with the other Caucasian kids in the playground so that I could expose myself more to the language. And that's how I learned to speak English.
That was Maria Luz Oppen of Quincy and Harriet Weber of the Quincy Valley Historical Society. This StoryCorps Northwest was recorded in the Society's Heritage Barn as part of NWPB's centennial celebration.